Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 17th of April, 2010. Well, what is the Federal Emergency Management Agency up to? That's the question, ladies and gentlemen, as national-level exercise 010, or 10 actually, NLE 10, was scheduled and is scheduled apparently for May. And we get this from Public Intelligence. Public Intelligence has received a request from FEMA now to remove a for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010, or NLE 10, which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise was to be based on National Planning Scenario 1, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back, according to the Washington Post, the Christian Science Monitor, and a variety of other publications. At the behest of Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, the exercise's Nevada events have reportedly been canceled, and the FEMA website now shows no mention of NLE 10. On top of this, the Obama administration has recently been emphasizing the threat of a domestic nuclear attack. President Obama, his remarks at the nuclear summit, security summit on April 13th, and of course there you have the 13 again, ladies and gentlemen. His remarks emphasize that the threat of terrorists using nuclear weapons inside of major metropolitan cities is one of the greatest threats, quote-unquote, that the world faces. He said, and this is a quote, "Two decades after the end of the Cold War, we face a cruel irony of history. The risk of a nuclear confrontation between nations has gone down, but the risk of nuclear attack has gone up. Nuclear materials that could be sold or stolen and fashioned into nuclear weapons exist in dozens of nations. Just the smallest amount of plutonium, about the size of an apple, could kill and injure hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Terrorist networks such as Al-Qaeda have tried to acquire the material for a nuclear weapon. And if they ever succeeded, they would surely use it. Were they to do so, it would be a catastrophe for the world, causing extraordinary loss of life and a striking blow to global peace and stability. In short, it is increasingly clear that the danger of nuclear terrorism is one of the greatest threats to global security, to our collective security." Anyway, I got to take a break. I'm going to finish this up on the other side of the break, because what are they getting ready for, ladies and gentlemen? Back quite some time ago, I covered when I was on the other network the fact that we had a nuclear weapon going missing. Anyway, we'll take the break. We'll come back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. There's a lot of different additions we have on the website right now. I have added, by the way, in Congress right now, I mentioned last week, and I've mentioned a little bit in previous weeks as well, the fact that we have a bill in Congress right now that is designed to provide for the withdrawal from the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a bill that needs to be pushed forward. I think these Congress critters need to hear from you, and they need you to instruct them to push this thing out of committee and to the floor for a vote. Now, I realize this is an uphill fight because we have a globalist president. We largely have a globalist Congress, but we have to try, don't we? H.R. 4759 is the bill. That's H.R. 4759, once again, to provide for the withdrawal of the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement. You can call the Capitol Switchboard during business hours, Monday through Friday, at 202-224-3121. Once again, 202-224-3121. And the text of the bill, we have a link up on the website right now at governamerica.com. You can go there, click on it, see the status of the bill, see where it is. I just checked last night. It was in committee. And you can, there's a link there also. When you click on the bill off of our website, it'll take you to another website, which there's a link there someplace where you can actually read the text of the bill. It's a very short, simple bill. But anyway, which is a rarity in Congress these days, by the way. Most of these bills that they write are massive, huge. You're not supposed to know what's in them. They don't read them anyway, so what difference does it make? Anyway, before the break, I was talking a little bit about what was going on with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Publicintelligence.net had the document up for National Level Exercise 2010. And apparently the Federal Emergency Management Agency requested them to take down the exercise. Now, finishing up this article here, they say NLE 10 concerned itself with exactly this scenario, the scenario of a nuclear detonation in an American city. Ladies and gentlemen, the detonation of a nuclear device inside of a U.S. city. Las Vegas was to be the epicenter of the hypothetical attack, and if exercised, utilized the same circumstances as national planning scenario number one. It would have involved hundreds of thousands of casualties, more than 300,000 refugees, and ultimately more than 1 million displaced persons. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we have a situation right now in the Middle East where war is being engineered. All over the world, we have planned machinations of control with regard to terrorism. We have orchestrated attacks of terrorism in various places. And understanding the Hegelian dialectic in all of this, in the reality that they want to create a war with Iran right now, is very important. Nuking a U.S. city would very much go in the way of starting a war in Iran if they blamed Iran for the detonation. Now, there are different people who have different opinions about whether or not they would actually go that far. Folks, I wouldn't put anything past these clowns. These people are satanic, they're diabolical, they're evil, and they'll do anything to set off, to properly condition the population, to properly condition our minds to go along with whatever mechanism of control. Because people just don't understand how they're being manipulated on a daily basis with regard to the Hegelian dialectic, creating the problem, creating a catastrophe, getting people to yell and scream, and then turning around and using that as a pretense to go ahead and do what they wanted to do in the first place. They want to control all of the Middle East. They want to control the people. They want to control the resources. And the name of the game is perpetual war. And this is why we need to be concerned about this. They say the unpopularity of such a scenario, a nuclear detonation inside of a major U.S. city, listeners, regardless of its security benefits, is obvious. What is strange is the attempt that is now being made by FEMA to eliminate references to the exercises and remove from circulation a document that has played an important role in drawing attention to the exercise. As the state of NLE-10 is unclear at the moment, it is difficult to say whether the request is truly motivated by security or whether there is a more dubious intention. So I'm going to leave that there. Moving along here, we have other things going on with regard to the Codex Alimentarius. Keep in mind, Codex Alimentarius was started in 1963 by the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and the World Health Organization of the United Nations. Now, listeners, does the UN have your health, your best interest, your health in mind? As we know that they have said repeatedly that we're overpopulated around the world, would it stand to reason that they have your best interest in mind when they talk about your health? So anyway, the Codex Alimentarius has been around for many, many years, many decades. And Natural Health Information Center is talking about the sinister truth behind the Operation Cure-All. Ruth James writes, what's really behind Operation Cure-All? Is it just the FDA and the FTC taking their power too far, or is there a deeper, more sinister purpose to the campaign? Who is Codex Alimentarius? They say, how could a country that prides itself in its freedom of speech, freedom of choice, and freedom of information be facing such severe restrictions in health freedom and dietary supplements? Haven't the people made their will known? Didn't our government pass the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994 to ensure our right to health supplements? Indeed, our government did, but the FDA and the FTC have found ways to get around that. The laws put in place to protect us are being ignored, and what's worse is that those laws are about to be superseded if the powers that be have their way. They say Operation Cure-All is just a tactic, a vehicle, and a much bigger overall plan. It is a result of Codex Alimentarius, meaning food code, a set of regulations that aim to outlaw any health information in connection with vitamins and limit free access to natural therapies on a worldwide scale. Behind the Codex Alimentarius Commission is the United Nations and the World Health Organization working in conjunction with the multinational pharmaceutical cartel and international banks. Its initial efforts in the U.S., with the FDA, were defeated. So it found another ally in the FTC. Now, Codex, with the FTC and the pharmaceutical cartel behind it, it threatens to become a trade issue using the campaign of Operation Cure-All to advance its goals. Codex simply began enough with the UN authorized, when the UN authorized the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations to develop a universal food code. Now, bear in mind, listeners, everything has to be harmonized today because we have a global economy, and this is something that's been created for us. So when you have a global economy, you have to have everything globalized and integrated to make it more easy to do trade. And this is what the excuse is for doing all of this stuff. But keep in mind, as I've said repeatedly in the past, the United States has had historically the highest standards for food. We've had the highest standards for cleanliness, and for the way we grow things, for the way our factories produce goods and services. We've had the highest standards for in the entire world. We have held the standard. Now, we are being subject, due to various legislative pieces, to the Codex Alimentarius, which is international standards. See, all these other developing countries around the world, all these other nations that are having economies that are starting to be developed, that are starting to evolve, they can't meet the standards that we've held. So what's going to happen with our standards as we integrate worldwide, listeners? Our standards are going to have to become lowered as the others are brought up. The name of the game is leveling the playing field. And we're already seeing more and more people get sick the more globalization that we do. from imported peanuts and whatever else. We got to take another break. We'll continue on the other side. Stay with us.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll back, the tall grass fades in the wind, and you can lay your head back on the ground, let your hair fall off.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Radio at governamerica.com is the web, is the email, radio at governamerica.com. And, of course, the website is governamerica.com. And, by the way, Jeff in Massachusetts, I'll get to you in a moment. Hang with me here. I want to continue with this Codex thing here real quickly here, because, ladies and gentlemen, there are bills in Congress right now which are dealing with, supposedly, food safety. And this is the guise that everything's being done today. The threat of terrorism, we're just protecting you for your safety. That's why we have to eavesdrop on your emails. We have to read your emails. We have to intercept your faxes. We have to read your mind at the airport. We have to scan your body and make you naked in front of all these pervert airport screeners. We're doing it all for your safety. Don't you want to be safe, listeners? Don't you want to be safe? In the meantime, you won't be safe in your own home. You won't have any privacy. We are entering, or actually, I think we've really arrived at George Orwell's 1984. It's just a few years late. But this is going on. It's a progressive step. The name of the game is eliminating every bit of your dignity, every bit of your privacy, every bit of your wealth, and under the guise of protecting your health, eliminating your access to vitamins and nutrients. That's what we're talking about with regard to the Codex Alimentarius, at a time when Obamacare has just been passed. So isn't it interesting that all of this stuff is converging at the same time, listeners? Continuing on here, they say Codex began simply enough when the UN authorized the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization to develop a universal food code. The purpose was to, quote, harmonize regulations for dietary supplements worldwide and set international safety standards for the purposes of increased trade. Pharmaceutical interests stepped in and began exerting their influence. Instead of focusing on food safety, Codex is using its power to promote worldwide restrictions on vitamins and food supplements, severely limiting their availability and dosages. This is to bring about international harmonization. While global harmony sounds benign, is that the real purpose of this plan? While the stated goal of Codex is to establish unilateral regulations for dietary supplements in every country, the actual goal is to outlaw health products and information on vitamins and dietary supplements except those under their direct control. These regulations would supersede United States domestic laws without the American people's voice or vote in the matter. Americans gasp at the thought. It goes against everything America stands for. Many believe that this can't be possible. The truth is, it's not only possible, it's required by the Codex Alimentarius Agreement. In fact, under the terms of the Uruguay Round at GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which created the World Trade Organization, the United States agreed to harmonize its domestic laws to the international standards. This includes standards for dietary supplements being developed by the United Nations Codex Alimentarius Commission's Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Use. The Uruguay Round agreements carry explicit language, clearly indicating that the U.S. must harmonize to international standards. Quote, members are fully responsible under all provisions. Fully responsible under this agreement for the observance of all provisions. Members shall formulate and implement positive measures and mechanisms to support the observance of the provisions by other than central government bodies. That is Article 3.5. In other words, they say the federal government must not only change federal law, but must also require state and local governments to change their laws as well, to be in accordance with international law. Not only that, but Codex Alimentarius is now enforceable through the World Trade Organization. If a country disagrees with or refuses to follow Codex standards, the WTO applies pressure by withdrawing trade privileges and imposing crippling trade sanctions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been reading recently that the vote for renewal for WTO participation is coming up. Wouldn't it be great if we had millions of American people calling Congress and demanding that they not renew the WTO participation? And once again, I realize these people are scum. They've sold out. They've ignored people in the past, but we still have to try, ladies and gentlemen. I'll continue this on the other side, and we'll take Jeff in Massachusetts. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices on 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Winks. By the way, that's Poker Face. Go to PokerFace.com and listen to all their music. Buy a bunch of their albums. They deserve to be supported as they support the Patriot effort. That's PokerFace.com. www.PokerFace.com. Anyway, continuing on here, this Codex Alimentarius thing, I've spent a little longer on it than I intended to, as always seems to be, often seems to be the case. But I think this is important. It's been a while since I've talked about Codex Alimentarius, and yet the implementation of this food control, the limitation on our dietary supplements, goes forward, ladies and gentlemen. They've tried this stuff in Europe, and the people over there seem to understand, at least from what I've read, a little better than the people in the United States as to what it's all about. They've been a little more open over there, from what I understand, about what they're really doing. And they've had a lot of protests, a lot of people upset, a lot of people up in arms about this. And here in the United States, they're doing it all covertly and quietly, piecemeal, under the guise of protecting your food. So I want to continue this, and Jeff, I will get to you, so just hang with me. They say not only that, but Codex Alimentarius is now enforceable through the World Trade Organization. If a country disagrees with or refuses to follow Codex standards, the WTO applies pressure by withdrawing trade privileges and imposing crippling trade sanctions. Congress has already bowed to this pressure several times, and so have the governments of many countries. While the exemption clause, USC 3512A1 and 2, or in A2, was created to supposedly protect our laws from harmonization to international standards, it has proven to be totally ineffective. The United States has already lost 7 trade disputes despite the exemption clause. And this is the point, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we participating with the World Trade Organization in the first place? Why do we still have this going on? It's been so beneficial to our economy, hasn't it? Due to the enormous pressures put on them by lobbyists for multinational corporations who contribute millions to congressional campaigns, Congress bowed to pressure and changed U.S. laws. It appears our government, as well as all others, is being manipulated one way or the other to serve the goals of the UN, the World Health Organization, and the World Trade Organization. Food control equals people control and population control. Is this beginning to sound like world government and one world order? Could this be the real goal behind Codex Alimentarius? The United States, Canada, the Europeans, Japan, most of Asia, and South America have already signed agreements pledging total harmonization of their laws, including food and drug laws, to these international standards in the future. What Codex will bring? Well, what can we expect? To give you an idea, here are some important points. Dietary supplements could be sold for preventive or therapeutic use. Potencies would be limited to extremely low dosages. Only drug companies and the big pharmaceutical companies would have the right to produce and sell the higher potency products at inflated prices. Prescriptions would be required for anything above the extremely low doses allowed, such as 35 milligrams on niacin. Common foods such as garlic and peppermint would be classified as drugs or a third category. Neither drug nor foods, that only big pharmaceutical companies could regulate and sell. Keep in mind, listeners, what Catherine Martini of the United Nations World Food Program said. She said, food is power. We use it to control people. Some may call that bribery. We do not apologize. And when we talk about Codex Alimentarius, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is the control of your food. Vitamins and nutrients is your food. Okay? Now, a lot of the food that we have today is completely, in fact, I would even venture to say most of it is nutritionally deficient. There's very little vitamin and nutritional value in the food that we have at the stores and even that we grow ourselves, because a lot of the seeds are genetically modified. If you don't get non-hybrid seed, if you don't get organic seed, heirloom seed, you are not getting real nutrition. The stuff that Monsanto sells, you can't trust. In fact, now they're talking about, and I don't even know, they may already be doing this, but I remember reading this quite some time ago, about producing seeds, producing crops, growing this stuff that produce their own pesticides. Now I want you to think about that. If the pests won't go for your food, if it's poison to the pest, ladies and gentlemen, would it not be poison to you too? And people are ingesting this stuff. Any food with any therapeutic effect can be considered a drug. Even benign, everyday substances like water can be considered a drug. Codex regulations for dietary supplements would become binding. Escape clauses would be eliminated. All new dietary supplements would be banned unless they go through Codex testing and approval. Genetically altered food would be sold worldwide without labeling. According to John Hamill, a legislative advocate and the founder of the International Advocates for Health Freedom, I've had him on the show before, here's what we have to look forward to. He says, if Codex Alimentarius has its way, then herbs, vitamins, minerals, homeopathic remedies, amino acids, and other natural remedies you have taken for granted for most of your life will be gone. The name of the game for Codex Alimentarius is to shift all remedies into the prescription category so they can be controlled exclusively by the medical monopoly and its bosses, the major pharmaceutical firms. Predictably, this scenario has been denied by both the Canadian Health Food Association and the Health Protection Branch of Canada. The Codex Alimentarius proposals already exist as law in Norway and Germany, where the entire health food industry has literally been taken over by the drug companies, ladies and gentlemen. In these countries, vitamin C above 200 milligrams is illegal, as is vitamin E above 45, vitamin B1 over 2.4 milligram, and so on. Shearing Plow, the Norway pharmaceutical giant, now controls tincture, which is being sold there as an over-the-counter drug at grossly inflated prices. The same is true of ginkgo and many other herbs. Only one government-controlled pharmacy has the right to import supplements as medicines, which they can sell to health food stores, convenience stores, and pharmacies. It is now a criminal offense in parts of Europe to sell herbs as foods. An agreement called EEC 6565 equates selling herbs as foods to selling other illegal drugs. Action is being taken to accelerate other European countries into harmonization as well. Paul Hellyer, in his book, The Evil Empire, states, quote, Codex Alimentarius is supported by international banks and multinational corporations, including some in Canada, and is in reality a bill of rights for these banks and corporations, the corporations that they control. It will hand over our sovereign rights concerning who may or may not invest in our countries to an unelected world organization run by big business. The treaty would make it possible for Canadian legislators, either federal or provincial, to alter or improve environmental standards for fear of being sued by multinational corporations, whether operating in Canada or not. And you can substitute Canada for the U.S., folks. Nothing's going to change. It's the same no matter what country it's implemented in. And this is the point. Anyway, they say this will create a world without borders, ruled by a virtual dictatorship of the world's most powerful central banks and multinational companies. This world is an absolute certainty if we all sit on our hands and do nothing. This is the future of the FDA and FTC and striving to bring us via Codex harmonization. Is this a future we're all going to willingly accept or prevent? It goes on for more, a little bit more from that. I'm going to leave that there. With that as background, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you the fact that right now in Congress, there is S510, which the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, they say the U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a sweeping overhaul of the food safety laws very soon, possibly as early as April 13th. Now, that hasn't happened yet. They say as it is currently written, the bill S510 will actually make our food less safe. S510 will strengthen the forces that have led to the consolidation of our food supply in the hands of a few industrial food producers, while harming small producers who give consumers the choice to buy fresh, healthy, local foods. Anyway, they're asking people to contact your senators and oppose S510. They say Congress needs to solve the real problems, the centralized food distribution system and imported foods, and not regulate our local food sources out of business. S510 is a one-size-fits-all approach that will unnecessarily burden both farmers and small-scale food processors, ultimately depriving consumers of the choice to buy from producers they know and trust. There's another organization called the National Independent Consumers and Farmers Association, and they say that that Senator John Tester of Montana has written two amendments for S510 to address small farm and facility issues, but it doesn't go far enough. Anyway, the legislation is called the Food Safety Modernization Act. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I ask the question, how did we ever get by in this country? How did we ever produce and feed ourselves in this country for over 200 years without this kind of totalitarian nonsense, this complete and absolute control and regulation of our food supply by the government. At a time when we have Obamacare becoming a reality, it actually has been passed into law. Actually, they really didn't vote on the thing. They passed the thing into law. I think they wrote it on the rule. Either way, it's considered law. And so it's the control of our health. They're telling us now we have a limited supply of doctors now, that there's going to be a shortage of doctors by 2015 because of the fact that more people are covered by insurance. So we're already seeing the warning signs of those kinds of problems that other countries that have adopted government control of health care. We're already seeing these things start to materialize here in the form of warnings. And this thing was just passed. And in the meantime, more and more measures are being put into place to control your vitamins, control your nutrients, control your food supply. Why is this all going on, ladies and gentlemen? Most of you know. I'm going to go to the phone lines. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Your phone calls are welcome. Let's go now and talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Jeff, for your patience. Good morning.
Now, as far as nuclear drills are concerned, I mean, April 19th to May the 1st, watch out for those times, and I'll tell you why. May 1st is a high holy day for the Illuminati and for the occult. Mm-hmm. And number two, as far as drills are concerned, anytime the government ever has any kind of drill on nuclear, biological, and chemical attacks, that's usually when something happens.
We've seen that happen a number of times. You know, that happened with September 11th.
Yes, exactly. So and there's plenty of cities that the government could use. I mean, you got New York City because of its finances, Washington, D.C. because it's the capital. I'm even going to add Boston because of its history. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine if Boston ever got nuked and the propaganda pieces say the cradle of liberty has been destroyed by Iran? We have to get Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. radical Muslims.
Absolutely.
So I can definitely see that happening. And also, in my mind, I'm thinking about this, which is... imagine being a police officer or in the military and being told you have to shut down a church. You have to arrest Christian terrorists. I'm telling you something. This is what's going to separate the men from the boys. And you know what? I believe our government is going to specifically select people who are of a patriotic persuasion to do this, to try and weed out the good people. I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe that there are good cops and good military people, but guess what? They're going to be weeded out. And guess what's going to be left after everybody else is weeded out? The bad guys. So we are definitely going to be in with some rough, rough sledding to where we're going to literally be a third world country, to where all the good people are going to clean toilets, at the very least. And this will be after we have a false flag attack. And you know what? A lot of people in America don't think about it, but guess what? When people have to divide their food like a one apple among six kids, among six or seven kids, that's going to be when it's going to hit people, and that's going to be when the people of America will be sheeple, completely subservient to the government like communist Russia or some third world banana republic. In fact, I was watching a YouTube video on gang stalking, and you know what? In communist Cuba, gang stalking is they select a dissident and selectively beat the crap out of him or her.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, this is going to get really, really scary.
Yeah. Well, it already has. And while you were talking there, I was digging around and trying to find that 29 Palms. Are you familiar with the 29 Palms survey?
Oh, yes.
You know, that's another thing that was really very interesting. Apparently, this survey came up where the military was surveying
whether or not the troops, they were basically surveying the troops to find out whether or not they would actually fire on U.S. citizens.
You're right.
You know, and you got to ask yourself, you know, and a number of different service people who were there at the time came out afterwards and said, yes, this has actually happened. They actually put this survey in our hands to find out whether or not we would actually fire. And it was basically a number of different questions, and they ask you, do you agree with this? Do you disagree strongly or you strongly disagree? Anyway, I'm going to see if I can figure that out.
Wow.
Find that again, because I think now is a good time to go back and revisit some of that.
Oh, you're absolutely right on that. And also, too, look at the military today compared to the military years ago. The military of today, you can have a Muslim troop or somebody from an Eastern Bloc country in our military, and if they're asked would they fire on one of the American citizens, they'd say, oh, sure.
Did you have anything else, Jeff?
No, that's it.
All right, because I got to take a break. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We'll be back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Not a breeze.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. www.governamerica.com is the website. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Michael, we will get to you in a moment. Stay with us. But I wanted to share a little bit from this 29 Palms survey, ladies and gentlemen, because this illustrates just perfectly, you know, with regard to the national level exercise 2010, the possibility that we can have a terrorist attack in this country. We have the mess brewing south of the border. I've got a couple of articles on that to share with you if we have time. We have all these avenues of chaos brewing in our country and around our country, for our country and for the people here. All of this stuff that has been engineered for us. And keep in mind the motto of the New World Order, the motto of these elitists, the motto of these psychopaths that are running things, is Ordo Ab Chao. Order out of chaos, ladies and gentlemen. They'll create the chaos so that they can bring about the necessary order to get the job done. And in 1993, I think it was, I've lost a place here in this document, but I believe it was 1993 when this first was administered to the military at 29 Palms in California. The questionnaire was to gather data concerning the attitudes of combat-trained personnel with regards to non-traditional missions. They say all of your responses are confidential. Write your answers directly on the questionnaire form. In Part 2, place an X in the space designated for your response. What service are you in? Number 2, what is your pay grade? Number 3, what is your MOS code and description? Number 4, what is your highest level of education in years? These are questions that were posed to the military in this 29 Palms survey. Number 5, how many months did you serve in Operation Desert Storm / Desert Shield? Number 6, how many months did you serve in Somalia? Number 7, what state or country did you primarily reside in during childhood? Part 2, attitude. Now, this is what I want you to pay attention to, listeners. Do you feel that U.S. combat troops should be used within the United States for any of the following missions? Number 8, drug enforcement. Strongly agree, disagree, agree, strongly agree, or no opinion. Every one of these has those options. Strongly disagree. Agree, strongly agree, and no opinion. Okay? They're supposed to check the box that they agree with. All right, I'm up against the clock here, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to hold this over until the second hour, and then we'll go ahead and cover this, and then we'll take Michael in New York, and also your phone calls are welcome as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America, hour number 2. Is about to begin. Stay with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey.